Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Shane Foster joins us now to talk about a big event that's coming up. We're also going to ask him a bunch of basketball questions since he's in studio with us. Studio's really made for, I don't know, like non-Shane Foster-sized people. So we're like trying to get his microphone up high enough and like way down here, this is your volume. Like where normal people just like reach, he's having to stretch out his long arm to get way down there to turn his volume up.
Non-Shane Foster sized people.
Non-Shane Foster sized people. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You are a guy that a lot of people know from basketball, obviously. And there's a, what's the NCAA slogan? Because most of us are going to turn pro in something else. And you have kind of turned pro in changing people's lives. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. Mm-hmm. And working with an organization called Amend in the YWCA. And you've been on the show a couple times and told us about different events. But in the culture, in the climate that we're living in right now, it's nice to know that there are people like you and organizations like yours who are standing up for women and for human rights, human decency to treat people the right way.
Absolutely. You know, the crazy thing about what we're doing is that one out of every four women are experiencing domestic violence, and one out of every five women experience rape or sexual assault. And our Metro Nashville police respond to a call every 20 minutes. More than 15 million children in our country witness this kind of abuse in their households and in their communities. And it's just unacceptable. And for so long, this has been seen as a women's issue. And the reality is, if women could have solved this issue alone, it would have been done a long, long time ago. But men have not stepped into this space. And so this is an opportunity for good men, well-meaning men, to really step up as role models and really show the Nashville community, as well as the younger generation, what it means to be men who value and respect women and girls. And so we're talking about changing this culture that supports violence. We're talking about changing our attitudes and a lot of our behavior and our language as it relates to women and girls. And we believe that if we can do that, if we can start there, then ultimately we can end this epidemic of violence against women and make Nashville the safest city in the world for women and girls.
What led you down this path after your playing career? Why did you choose the YWCA, these organizations? Was it something specific? Was it something you always were involved in, trying to help and get the word out? Why this direction for you?
Well, when I look at the fact that I've been fortunate enough to travel this entire world playing the game of basketball, I've seen a lot of this. I've seen so many women who have been victims of this kind of violence. I've seen men and boys who didn't have positive role models in their lives growing up, who really saw bad examples of men,
right,
and saw how men treated women and girls and continue to perpetuate that. And then also, like, you know, I'm glad to have my little sister here with me today in the studio. But I have four sisters and two brothers. And when I think about them being in college and traveling this world as I have, the fact that one out of four of them will be affected by this kind of violence is heart-wrenching. You know, I just got married not too long ago and looking forward to having children at some point. To think that I'll bring a child in this world that is going to have to live in a world where one out of every five girls are experiencing sexual assault or rape, We've got to do something about that. And
it's
unacceptable. I love Nashville. I've really, really enjoyed my time here in Nashville. And it's one of the reasons why we've bought a home here and made this place home. But when I think about the fact that, you know, I'm talking to Chief Anderson and he's saying that they respond to a call every 20 minutes. We've got to change that. Nashville is the it city for so many amazing things. We have to change that. And I think we have a platform that will allow us to do that and really set the pace for how the rest of this country addresses this issue.
You're pinch hitting for Jordan Matthews. He was set to join us at 2:30. You guys have got, and he's going to jump on with us in the 5 o'clock hour now, but hey, we're always happy to get you. He, and you and some other prominent Vandy alums, you got a big event coming up. Let's make sure we give people all the details on that, because this is a way they can help your organization.
Absolutely. So July 7th, at 5 o'clock, we're going to start with the home run derby. Doors open at 6 p.m. We'll throw the first pitch, and we're excited to have such great names. Obviously, Jordan Matthews is going to be there. We'll have Zach Stacy, Carl Butler. You got Andre Hall. You got Ralph Webb. You got Earl Bennett, Jordan Rogers. Christina Foggy is going to be there, as well as so many others who are really donating their time and their effort and their energy to come back to Nashville to be a part of such a great cause. And I'm excited because it's really a Vanderbilt event. You know, the Commodores have been.
Well, that's a list of Vandy legends right there.
Absolutely.
You run that down. That's some talented athletes.
This is where you're talking about Hawkins Field again this Saturday. So charity softball game, yes. Home run derby, the whole nine, Hawkins Field.
Hawkins Field. And so when you think about what this university and what the Nashville community has meant to all of us, this is an opportunity for us to come back and give back in a way that is meaningful. And folks are really stepping up in a space that not a lot of people around the country are getting into this space and really diving into this conversation. Jordan came and spent some time with our kids at Litton High Middle School yesterday, and it was such a powerful moment for him to be able to share this kind of experience and really challenge those young men going forward to be young, great men who value and respect women and girls. And so that's what this event is all about. As I said, it's at Hawkins Field, 5 o'clock. We're gonna start with the home run derby on Saturday. Hopefully, it doesn't rain. We're praying for that, and I think it'll be a great, great time. Bring out the family and come be involved as we end violence against women and girls for Nashville.
So this is all a part of Jordan Matthews. He started his foundation, which is the Matthews Mission. Now, this is the second annual event that you guys have done all together with the proceeds going to this cause. Last year, I think, wasn't it a basketball game last year?
Yes, it was basketball game. Yes.
So this is now the thing. You just kind of jump sporting events. Basketball last year. Now we get baseball this year. This is fun. It seems like everybody enjoys getting together and doing this for this cause too.
Absolutely. And it's another opportunity to get everybody back to Nashville. I was with Jonathan Cross yesterday just talking about the fact that there's really not anything else where you get this many of our former athletes, especially within the last 10 years.
Right.
I mean, you got a great list of guys and women here. And the reason we went from basketball to softball is because softball allows us to really incorporate a more diverse group of people. We have women that are playing. Sydney Campbell's coming back to play. I mean, Christina Foggy's coming back to play. This is going to be an amazing, amazing time for Vanderbilt student athletes to really get involved in the Nashville community in a very special way. And this is very meaningful for all of our folks to be able to come back and really give back in this regard.
Somebody wants to come to the game, just walk up, I guess, buy a ticket, walk on in.
So we'll have tickets at the gate for sure. You can also log on with your phone to Matthews Mission exp.app. So Matthews Mission .exp.app.com. That's where you can go and get tickets. You can also get tickets on our website. You can go to ywcanashville.com or amendtogether.org. Follow us on all of our social media platforms as well.
All right, Shane Foster, I guess. Can you come back another segment and talk some basketball?
Sure.
It's not like there's anything going on right now in the NBA.
Right.
You know.
Slow time.
It's the best time of year.
Slow time, yeah.
We'll talk about that more. Shane Foster, former Vanderbilt great, former pro basketball player. He'll talk hoops with us next. It's 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery.
Hey, Kevin Ingram here from The Wake.
Shell powered by the Tennessee Lottery. I don't know if a bad moon is rising, but rising up in studio again for another segment here with Shane Foster. We're going to ask you some NBA questions, but Don brought up something in the break. I mean, did you give somebody a pep talk on life that needed one time? An authority figure that was close to you?
And let me preface this. When I got to town, I think you were already done at Vanderbilt once I got to town. But, you know, I some people were like, oh, Kevin Stallings, like, kind of tough to deal with from a media standpoint. Sometimes he's a lot to deal with. He's just, you know, can be a little curmudgeon here and there. And then someone's like, no, you should have seen him before Shane Foster got a hold of him. And I think Coach Stallings told this story, but you have to tell us how did it all happen? What'd you say to Coach?
Well, I think it was the fact that I got an opportunity to see a different side of Coach than most people. And I'll never forget, I was a part of an effort to build a playground for a school on Vanderbilt's campus. Mm-hmm. And he came over and, you know, was there to just support what I was supporting. And he wrote a $100,000 check right there on the spot. And so him and I have been able to have some really, really deep conversations. He's played the guitar and all kinds of stuff.
Nobody knows this stuff.
People don't know that. And he's the type of guy that'll give you the shirt off of his back. And so, you know, one day we were in his office and we were talking. I said, you know, I don't see you smile a whole lot. Like, you're one of the best X's and O's coaches in the country, and you're uber successful, but like, smile. Like, we get to do this. Like, we legit get to do this every single day. Like, you come to work in some shorts and a t-shirt every day. Like, smile, you know, like,
and Vanderbilt, no less.
Right.
You know, not a bad place to be.
And so one of the things we talked about was going into my junior year, you know, we made a deal. It was my responsibility, along with our senior class, to make sure that our guys came in and worked their butt off every single day. And he promised that he would have more fun. Mm-hmm. So every single day, myself and Alex Gordon would come onto the court and say, it's a good day today, Coach. I don't see you smiling. Let's go, baby. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's get it. And the first couple of practices, you could tell it was a little weird. But after that, he would come in with a little pep in his step and, you know, with a little smile on his face. And, you know, consequently, we end up going to the Sweet 16 that year.
Yeah.
You know, and we beat Florida. They were number one in the country. Had a great year. And it was a lot of fun.
That is so funny.
Do you still remind him of that message sometimes? I don't know if he had a whole lot of fun at Pitt.
I every now and then I'll just send him a text and let him know that I'm praying for him, that, you know, I'm in his corner, and, you know, little things like that matter, you know. Especially as men, as part of what we talk about in our work, men don't encourage each other. You know, it's so much competition. It's so much, you know, trying to beat each other up all the time. And sometimes you need guys in your corner to say, hey, man, I love you. I'm here for you. If you need me, reach out. You know, women do that all the time and have been doing that for years. Men don't do that enough. And consequently, I mean, you got men out here who commit suicide twice more than likely than women. You know, and that's a very real thing, because we give up. And so, you know, a lot of our work is really towards trying to reconnect men's head with their heart, you know. And I was very happy to be able to play a small part in Coach Stallings' life in that regard.
Coach is the one who told that story the first time, too, by the way.
Well, hard to, you know, spend time around you and not get positive vibes.
Thank you.
You ever spend much time around Boogie Cousins? Because he's about to be spending time around a bunch of other all-stars. Uh-huh. When you saw that news, what, as a guy who played basketball at the highest levels, what do you think? Like, okay, sure, why not? Rich get richer, right?
I laughed for about 20 minutes straight. I just couldn't believe it. Like, he is arguably the best center in the NBA, and he's going and joining a team that arguably has the best point guard, shooting guard, small forward, and power forward. In basketball.
Ridiculous.
So you look at their starting five, it's like somebody drives and kicks the ball out and you got to close out to KD. You got to close out to Steph. Like, that's not a good feeling.
Right?
But I can't believe it. And the fact that he signed for $5.3 million. This is a guy that's worth $30, $40 million a year.
He said there are multiple sources. There's one story that I read. I can't remember if it was a Sporting News or it was. One of those guys has a relationship with him, and he said Boogie told him he had no other offers, mm-hmm. that he called the Warriors,
mm-hmm.
that he called them and just said, hey, I mean, I'm not doing anything. If you need somebody, I'm available.
Well, he's coming off Achilles.
Yes.
That's a brutal injury.
Well, obviously, it's scaring the pants off other NBA teams. If nobody else offered him, there's a lot of guys kicking themselves today. Like $5.5 million right. would have done it.
But here's the thing about that. I think this is a true testament to the fact that sometimes as adults in leadership and in high positions, sometimes we get it wrong. Think about it. When that news hit, there wasn't a person in sports who didn't say, what?
Yeah.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Right?
So that means if you were one of those GMs who looked at Boogie Cousins and said, no, we're not going to offer him, you made a bad decision. that's just the reality.
It was a poor life choice. Yeah.
It was a bad life choice. Absolutely. And then when somebody asked me the other day, how can he feel good about winning a championship when you got that kind of team? I said, watch them. They're going to show you.
Yeah.
You're going to get a prime example of what that looks like.
They're all going to be smiling at you, right? No, exactly. None of them will look upset when they're hoisting a trophy again. Is there the LeBron to L.A. thing? Ultimately, I don't know. We kind of maybe got sold a bill of goods. If there was a little bit of drama, maybe Philly's in the mix. Maybe he stays in Cleveland. It certainly seems now when you look back, it was inevitable. Right, Los Angeles has been inevitable for some time now.
Absolutely. I think when you look at the fact that LeBron James is arguably the best player in the world, right?
Still.
And while Akron, Ohio is where he grew up and it's his home, stomping grounds, his roots, that's not where he wants to live. He's not an Akron, Ohio guy. Like he's an LA guy. Yeah. He really is. And so all year last year, he was in L.A. looking at schools for his kids, trying to find what kind of neighborhood he wants to live in. This was inevitable. This was a necessary step in his development, and he gets to go and play and have arguably the best point guard ever in the C-suite. Really?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to go play somewhere where Magic Johnson is over there giving you tips after a game? Like, really?
Yeah. So obviously, he signs a long-term deal, so he's in for the long haul. 3-year deal, 4th-year player option. What can they do this year? I mean, you have to expect there probably will be more moves, or is this year a wash? In your mind, what do you think the Lakers are in year one with LeBron?
Well, I think when you heard Magic Johnson say that this was a 2-year process, mm-hmm. I think he hit the nail on the head. This is not a one and win a championship year, especially after you see what Golden State just did.
Right.
But I think there's a few more moves that have to be made. You have to put some shooters around a guy like LeBron. He's going to demand some heavy presence from the defense on inside the paint. And so you have to have knockdown shooters who are dependable. So you're going to see them start to look for some knockdown shooters.
Right.
Now, the most unfortunate part of this, all of the knockdown shooters are in Golden State.
So, they do seem to have their share of those guys.
I mean, just being honest, you look at the statistics, all of the knockdown shooters are in Golden State. So it's going to be hard-pressed for them to go and find guys who can play at that level. And I don't think we can disregard the fact that there's not a lot of people who want to play with LeBron right now. You see people literally getting out of the way from going and playing with him, not because he's not a good player. He's certainly one of the best in the world. However, the level of which he expects of himself and expects of his teammates, you got to be a special person to want to be around that all year long. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this team forms.
Are you amazed that in year 15, he's still the best player in the NBA? I know somebody else won the MVP award, but you can't convince me anybody is better than him in the league. In year 15, Shane Foster, our guest, that's not even physically possible, is it? And he's doing it.
Well,
15, you're 15. He's the best.
Well, you know, I certainly didn't get a chance to play at the level of which that LeBron is playing right now. I was good, but I wasn't that good. And I couldn't spend $1 million on my body. So right. I don't even know what this feels like. I have no point of reference. Guy spends $1 million on his body. So it's no coincidence that he's able to play at this level. He's spending that kind of care and attention on his body. But Michael Jordan was, what, 39 when he scored 50 with the Wizards? I mean, and not to mention, you know, we were talking about off air, the NBA is a lot softer of a league than overseas. So, you know, he's going to the basket just, I mean, you can't touch him.
Woohoo!
You know, so that changes a lot of this. So I'm not surprised that he's able to be as productive as he is in the NBA right now. And you got to think, too, I mean, you don't have as many lockdown defenders in the NBA.
Right.
And part of that has to do with the way that we call fouls and protect players.
Shane Foster, man, great having you with us. Is it just a foregone conclusion then with the Warriors? Because, I mean, should they just go ahead and start putting their name on the trophy again?
Mm. Well, definitely. I don't think there's a chance for
Who's going to beat them?
I mean, you know, I think Boston is still going to be good enough to put up a fight. Because they still have some good people. People forget that Gordon Hayward is coming back.
Right.
And so they're still going to be really, really good. But Golden State just added Boogie Cousins. This doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't. It does.
This is the type of stuff that if it happens in a pickup game, the other team says, I quit.
Yeah. That was a good game. We're good.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Dinner Shane, time.
Great to see you as always. Amend, that's the organization, or YWCA. People can check into those organizations and keep track of you and what you're doing to foster the well-being of women and girls here in Nashville. So, man, we appreciate you. And a big event Saturday at Hawkins Field at Vanderbilt. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock if you want to check it out. Thanks, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery.